A day to celebrate past Russian successes with old allies. President Vladimir Putin arrived at the Vostochny Cosmodrome in Russia's Far East with Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko to mark 61 years since one of the biggest achievements in Russia's history. April 12, 1961, Russian cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin became the first man in space. A clearly happy memory for the president, who says he still remembers that day as a 9-year-old boy. But the ongoing conflict with Ukraine is still at the top of the agenda for President Putin.
Unfortunately, Ukraine was created as some kind of launch pad for aggression against Russia, and the offshoots of nationalism were totally cherished. This new generation of Ukrainian nationalists are especially clashing with Russia. You see how Nazi ideology became a fact of life in Ukraine. It was unavoidable. We are taking steps to provide security for Russia. We didn't have any other choice. We did the right thing, and I have no doubt that our aims will be achieved.
Russia's so-called special military operation is now in its second phase, which officials say will focus on the Donbass region of Ukraine. Vladimir Putin also praised Russian troops for what he calls efficiently, courageously, and competently carrying out their operation. That operation was a topic of discussions between the Russian president and his Belarusian counterpart. Belarus has hosted Russian troops since earlier this year, and the Kiev government accused Minsk of allowing their borders to be used by Russian troops to enter Ukraine. Despite the criticism from the West, President Lukashenko's support for Vladimir Putin continues to be unwavering. Prior to their meeting, Lukashenko vowed Belarus will always be by Russia's side. The two presidents emerged from their discussions with renewed determination to consolidate their unity, which will include closer military ties.
We discussed in detail important issues including political, diplomatic, economic, and of course military and defense. Our modern history hasn't seen yet such dangerous and complicated moments in our relationship with the West.
Putin also praised Lukashenko's role in starting the negotiations between Moscow and Kiev, which are still ongoing. But the Russian president admitted that they have now reached a deadlock. Those talks between Russian and Ukrainian officials began just a few days after Russia's military operation, but there were never any high hopes that they would bring an end to the fighting anytime soon. Now, Vladimir Putin has confirmed what many feared, that this conflict will only end once Russia achieves its objectives, regardless of how long it takes and at what cost. Dorsa Jabari, Al Jazeera, Moscow.